It's time for our nonprofit spotlight, which is in collaboration with between KHNS and the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation. You can find more information about the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation at ChilkatValleyCF. Good morning, Alec. Eric. What do we got here? Who do we got? We got the Log Cabin Ski Society on the line, do we not?
Hey, yeah. Good Excellent. Morning. It's Eric with Log Cabin Ski Society. How's Eric. Everyone on this gorgeous morning?
Oh, it's perfect. Perfect. How's the skiing?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The snow's been good. So, yeah, we've been prepping for the Buckwheat International Ski Classic coming up here. But thanks for having us on.
Yeah, we look forward to it. I've got a little list of kind of a prep list here. You guys must have given us a good little rundown, but you just jump right in here and tell us all about it.
All right. Well, yeah, the I think it's the 34th Buckwheat International Ski Classic is coming up here on March 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be held up at Log Cabin Ski Area, which is in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So the race, if it's your first time racing, there's all sorts of events and activities associated with the race. The you can register at the on the website. You can either get there through the Log Cabin Ski Society Facebook page or going to the Buckwheat International Ski Race.
Yeah, BuckwheatSkiClassic.com. BuckwheatSkiClassic.com.
Thank you. That's
mm-hmm,
the one.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give a rundown of what the race day would look like, in the morning here in Skagway at the Presbyterian Church, there's a breakfast for all the registered racers and folks that volunteer to help out with setting up the race and making the race happen. And that occurs from 6 to 9 a.m. in the morning. And then from there is a shuttle available that will be taking folks up to Log Cabin, and that leaves at 7:30 a.m. or 8:45 if it's needed. That second one is just on a need basis right now. And then it will return to Skagway at noon and at 2 p.m. And all these times are Alaska time. And just a note for everyone that is going to be doing the race, it is in British Columbia, so bring your passport.
Exactly. that would be bad.
Yeah, you hate to get turned around when you're 5K from the race.
yeah.
Then the race is, we switched to sort of an open format. We used to have solid starting time, but we've switched so that folks that are more casual can just begin anywhere between 8 and 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And so you'd go, once you get to the parking lot there, we have timing stations all set up. So depending on what distance you registered to race in, you can just pick that up and then start with your family or friends or however you want to do it. And if you're into more competitive and want to do a regular race start with folks in your same race, at 9:30 a.m., the 32K starts, and at 9:45, the 16, and at 10, the 10K. And then 10:15, there's the 5K kids start.
Great. So that's a real nice variety of distances there. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. 32K, 16K, 10K, 5K. So something for everyone there.
Yeah, we try to keep it, yeah. I mean, I think our main motto is to have fun. So people have a ski as well, usually. But the main thing is just to have a good time.
That's excellent.
A howling good time, I should say.
Howling good time. Believe me, I know. I know about the howling good time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buckwheat, for many of our listeners, was a raconteur. He was a storyteller, and he made part of his living doing Robert Service, a man of considerable dimension, and had a big personality. And he was also the Skagway tourism director. And Buckwheat had a lovely, lovely howl.
He did, and that howl was our starting gun for many, many years.
So right on.
We do miss it.
Well, great, great.
So yeah, once you start the race, there'll be several aid stations out there, and then we always have a main aid station where all of the loops sort of come together, and that's usually where people end up. After you finish, you still finish in the parking lot, but then it's a short ski back out to the main aid station where we have burgers and food, basically big barbecue for everyone that's participated in the race and all the volunteers. So that's a great time out there, and there's a big snow carving that uh-huh. happens, and it changes every year, and this year's theme is monsters, myths, and mischief.
Ooh.
So that will be it's going to be a fun theme. We're pretty psyched.
Yeah, it's really great. I'm going to just jump in with a little Arik Baldwin here. I'm speaking just to remind folks who we're talking to. This is Arik Baldwin. He's the president of Skagway's Log Cabin Ski.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm just a board member. But,
good. Thank you. Well, that's what I have in front of me. You're a board member for Skagway's Log Cabin Ski Society. And we're talking about the March 9th, Saturday, March 9th, Buckwheat Ski Classic. Now, let me jump to transportation options. I know we were talking about the awesome shuttle from town, from Skagway Town, up into BC. Yeah, got to have your passport. If you want to ski, if you want to go into British Columbia, must have your passport. But let's talk about options about the transportation, if possible, between Haines and Skagway. What's going on there?
Oh, as far as the ferry?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually don't have the ferry schedule in front of me, but I believe they have lined up ferries for the race event, so sorry about that.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure if there is some other shuttle that comes from the Haines Small Boat Harbor to Skagway. That information is super important. One thing I do know is that the Alaska Marine Highway Ferry Hubbard will travel to Skagway on Friday the 8th, departing Haines at 12:15, going to Skagway.
Yeah, and then I think I don't know if, Kyle, you have in front of you the return ferry, but they had set up a return ferry, I think, on the 10th. Heading back down.
I see. Okay. So looking at that, I've got that ferry schedule up in front of me here. Just to check it out, we have, we're going back on the 10th. There's actually no ferry on the 9th, but there is a ferry on the 8th. And then on the 10th, there is a return ferry in the evening. Okay, good.
So folks that are coming from out of town, either Juneau or Haines, that night we'll have a bunch of events here in town. The award ceremony, of course, for the race will be held at the Eagle, which is at 6th and Broadway, and they're going to open their doors at 5:30, and then the awards will be at 6 in the evening. And then, as well, there'll be the Pizza Station or Skagway Station and the Brew Company will be open that evening for dinner. And if you want to make a reservation, that might work out. It'll hopefully be pretty busy here in town. And the Sergeant Preston will have rooms available March 8th through 10th as well. So if you do stay overnight and need a room, you can contact them at office@skagwaybrewing.com.
Okay.
So hopefully that covers folks that are, spending the evening and coming from out of town.
Oh, nice.
And then in the morning, there's several options as well for breakfast with the Glacial Coffee House and the cafe on 5th.
All right. I like the sound of that. I think I might just shake it on over there. I'm kind of giving that some thought.
You should come.
See if I can't scare up one of those big burly commercial fishermen who might be able to help out with some informal transportation over there.
Bring friends. Yeah.
Good. Eric Baldwin, board member for Skagway's Log Cabin Ski Society. This has been really good. We're talking about Saturday, March 9th, and the Buckwheat Ski Classic. And wow, how many years has it been?
I think this is our 34th annual.
Wow. Oh, golly, that kind of dates a lot of folks around here. It's been great. It's been great. Yeah, it's been a really great thing all these years. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate, the Ski Society is entirely volunteer-driven, and everyone that works on the race are all volunteers, and so we couldn't do it without the community support that we get from a lot of the businesses in town, and especially a lot of the individuals in the community that really support the society, the race in general. So we want to say just a big thank you to living in such a supportive community.
Wonderful.
It makes events like this happen impossible. So,
and you guys are going to be giving us some updates with trail reports and stuff like that. I know, and that's big.
Yep.
That's big. Hopefully, we're going to get some snow. We got a little snow coming, and if we, it looks good right
now.
Yeah,
well, our goal, the trails up there are good. A lot of the trails have been in. We try to get up there as soon as we can, and our goal as the Ski Society is to be more than just the Buckwheat Ski Classic. It's to provide recreational opportunities, as much of the winter as possible to folks that want to get out and ski. And so we've had trails in since right around Christmas, and we usually try to get up there once a week to groom.
Sweet.
And set a track. So,
okay, Art Baldwin with the Skagway Log Cabin Ski Society. We're talking about the Saturday, March 9th Buckwheat Ski Classic, and it is going on. I love that fact that you have a really great setup with a breakfast and a shuttle to Log Cabin, so people don't need to bring a car. They can just kind of hang out, make it in the downtown, get up to British Columbia, enjoy the program, and get a shuttle back down to Skagway. That's really great. People can register online. The Log Cabin Ski Society has a Facebook page, but you can also go to the webpage, buckwheatskiclassic.com. And, of course, there's email addresses and phone numbers there, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully sign up, tell your friends, and it's a great event if you haven't done it before, or if you haven't done it in a few years, think about coming back out. It's a good time. And
all right.
We always are looking for volunteers as well, so if you have an interest in trying to get up and spend a day volunteering, it's also a pretty fun way to see sort of the back end of what goes into the race. So,
cool. Eric Baldwin, thank you so much with the Log Cabin Ski Society in Skagway for our nonprofit spotlight segment.
Well, thanks so much for having us, and I hope everyone enjoys the sunshine out there today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.